And welcome back to another edition of Derek's Dog Talk here. And it's so much fun to meet new people all the time. And we have Kendra and Taco, the new Froggy Morning Show here in the building. How are you guys doing?
I'm very excited that you have a dog podcast. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, you know, it's funny. The first time I get, what do I do is I don't have my own children. I have like two stepchildren. But what's the first thing we do? We start talking about stuff. I don't even know how we got into my three golden retrievers, but it just kind of happened. And I'm showing you pictures on my phone of my three golden retrievers, and which has been a fixture of this podcast, obviously. But and then you were talking about you got a Dalmatian, right?
Yeah. So 7 years ago, I lived in upstate New York and ended up, yeah, getting a Dalmatian puppy, and she's best decision I've ever made in my entire life.
Okay, how high strung are they?
She's very excited about everyone and everything.
Right.
Like, she's very well behaved, but yeah, you could definitely tell the girl has energy, so.
Yeah, and when she doesn't like something, or when you've maybe been out of the house a little too long, you might have a napkin that's chewed up here and there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty common,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So how old is she?
She just turned 7 in September.
Okay, well, that's, and some dogs can be like that. I mean, even my, almost 11-year-old Bo, sometimes just to kind of get you attention that he wants to remind you that he's not. What's her name?
Her name's Luna.
Yeah. Luna. Okay, very nice.
Yeah, Luna's got a little sass, though, so sometimes it's not even to get your attention. It's just to be a little bit petty, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Well, it's funny you say that, because I remember when the real-life version of a Glenn Close doing the 101 Dalmatians came out. And I don't, this is like 20 years ago already. Just time flies. But there was a lot of talk about, they came around Christmas. Before you knew it, all these people are getting Dalmatians for their kids for Christmas. And they're like, oh, my goodness. And all of a sudden, there's Dalmatian rescues everywhere, because that's a lot to handle, especially if you got little kids. You guys can relate to that, probably, that not surprised.
You definitely have to be prepared to be a dog person and to go on a lot of walks. Like, she's not a casual dog by any means.
And Dalmatians tend to be a little bit on the bigger side as well, so it's not like, you know, a Yorkie or anything where they're real small and kind of out of the way. She is on your lap and making sure she knows you are there.
Well, and they get bigger than you think too, right? I mean, because I think when you see them on their puppies and their TV, and they can be as big as a full-grown black lab,
yeah,
if not bigger.
They sure can, and they can be just as strong, too. I mean,
right.
She loves the leash, but she likes pulling on the leash because she's very excited, and I'm not the biggest guy in the world, so like Pongo does to his owner, you know, may have happened once or twice, twisting up.
Well, Russell, the two-year-old, he's 95 pounds. That's a big golden.
Yeah.
And he's not really tall. We had one Silas. He was kind of more tall and strong. This guy is just, his shoulders are, and he wanted to take off to go meet this chocolate lab, and Amber didn't want to let him go, and she went Supermaning, and it was and I couldn't believe that just happened, but that's what they can do, and I know Dalmatians can do that too.
Her and I had to have a little sit down because, you know, he's a little stronger than I am, and so when I took over walking, I had to be like, yo, this is not gonna happen. You can't pull anymore because I will fly behind you.
Oh, I know. I'll never forget one time back when my nephew was younger, he got in a sled one time, and my dad had English setter, and he just grabbed the dog, and well, all of a sudden, you know, he's going down the street, and that's all. it just kind of happened. I'm like, wow, I guess Max is a little bit more strong than we thought, but it is amazing the power they can have when they start lunging like that.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy too, because our dog loves the winter time. She loves the snow, loves being out there, and we came from the east, from the west coast, where it's a little bit warmer over there, so we hadn't seen snow in a minute, and just got a couple inches the other day, and she forgot that there was like ice on the ground, right? So she goes flying out to try and get out to the yard, and then of course, you know, hits the end of the leash, and she goes flying around because she can't get any grip on anything. So she's a crazy one, that girl.
Well, I guess that we can do a little background there, because you guys have been around the area, you've been out in California, so I mean, that is an adjustment for the dog, right, to have to come from, you know, Northern California weather now to back to the frozen tundra.
She's a traveling dog. I mean, you, what, maybe five states she's lived in?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And been across the United States. And one of the things I always love about traveling with her is she sits right next to me in the passenger seat, right? But loves the cold air. So we start hitting the mountain region, and she wants that window open. And you know, it's 20 degrees outside. You're going 60 down the highway. And it's like, all right, I'll pay you a dog biscuit to come back inside for 5 minutes.
You know, it is an amazing amazing. They must get really hot. I mean, I'm sure it's like wearing a fur coat in warmer weather, you know. And,
yeah.
And that's, it can't be fun at all because, yeah, my two younger Goldens, they, when it snows and it's like this right now, they just love every second. And they don't really want to come in right away.
I saw a meme about it the other day where it was like, dogs hate when you blow in their face, but they will stick their window head out the window when it's 70.
Yeah, it's just an amazing
phenomenon. What are you doing to me, Dad? Come on now, yeah?
Well, welcome to the Fargo-Moorhead area. Certainly thank enjoyed. Thanks. Hopefully, again, we have a dog-friendly workplace here, so hopefully we can see Luna someday, stop on by. It's kind of a rite of passage if you bring your dog by, so we at least get to meet her. And then we get to find out how they handle this whole thing, and hopefully you'll get to meet Bo and the gang eventually. It's tough for me now. I used to bring both of them in, like if you know, my fiance and her daughter would usually go to Florida, I'd have those two. I don't know if I can bring all three in. That might be a little bit too much.
Handful, yeah.
That's just, that'd be a lot. But
we got to talk them into like a doggy daycare area so we could just kind of like put them in and check them in. And
my office is usually big enough. You know, I have a doggy gate and then people laugh. But that's usually how it goes. Well, it's so nice to meet you guys. So yeah. Welcome again to Fargo and can't wait to meet Luna.
You too. Thank you so much. And she, there have been a couple dogs around here and she's gotten to sniff around the leg every now and then. So she's gotten some of the smells already.
What is it? Were you guys cheating on me at work? Really? Come on. Oh, my goodness.
Give me extra food.
All right. Thanks so much. Again, that's Kendra and Taco from the New Morning Show on Froggy 99.9. Derek Hansen with you. Derek's Dog Talk here on the Mighty 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.